And we welcome in our good friend Donnie Carver from Templeton. Keith, is that am I getting them all right? Donnie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. We're excellent. You?
Excellent. Are you giving away the rest of that Easter candy this week to keep those kids focused in and raring to go? What is it, 35 days left, 33 days left, 34 days left? What is the countdown for the end of 2016?
Not that I'm counting, but I've noticed it's 38 days left.
give or take an hour or two on all of that.
Exactly.
What's happening down at Templeton? Everybody back from spring break. Everybody's back from Easter. Where are we at in the I-steps? I know that's been everybody has to deal with it, but where do we stand? How's it affecting your crew down there?
Yeah, we're done with the first round of I-STEP. That was the applied skills written portion. We finished it before spring break, that and the I-Read 3. So we are getting back in the swing of things and getting ready for the computer online portion, which starts April 18th.
And you're confident that's going to work 100% and nobody will have any stress or panic during any of that?
We will all take it. We will all complete it.
Donnie told me that they got through it all right, no tears and anything. And I said, yeah, but what about the administrators and the
exactly
teachers?
Exactly right. Do you call it the rounds of the I-STEP because it feels like a heavyweight fight and you've been beaten for the last couple of minutes and days and months?
Something like that, yeah. It takes time, and it takes time out of a schedule of the things we want to do. So it's definitely rounds at a time, one at a time.
Now, Donnie, you got a fundraiser coming up on a dine and donate situation. How's that all work?
We do. Our Templeton PTO sets up once a month a dine and donate where folks can go to a local restaurant and either bring in a flyer or say Templeton, and we get portions of their overall bill. This month, today, all day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner is at Buffalo's. So all anyone has to do is go and order a carry out and say Templeton, and Ed will help us out and help out our school.
Good job, Ed Schwartzman, down there at Buffalo's. And now I'm hungry. Thanks, Donnie. Appreciate it.
Say Templeton.
That's right.
What does that money do for you, Donnie?
It does a lot. It really is the backbone of our PTO fundraising efforts. We do not do a fundraiser for our PTO, so these type of things, along with our monthly skate nights, really help us out. So it provides everything they do, from things for the teachers to the students to snacks for the classrooms.
Excuse me, did you just say skate nights? We were talking about skating a moment ago.
Yes, we do. Not ice skating. We do roller skating down at Western Skateland.
I thought you meant in the school. Oh, okay.
No, we do that also in PE, yes.
Okay. Now, I am absolutely fascinated by one of the things that you told me about before we went on the air here, and that is that your kids did a dinner theater presentation. Tell me about that.
Yes, our third grade, Joe Grimmie, our music teacher, and Amber Bohall, one of our PTO member volunteer extraordinaires, came up with a way to spice up their regular end-of-year concert, and they did a dinner theater, so parents get a low-cost meal that was catered by Fazoli's. And so we had a nice performance, and then parents had their Fazoli's to enjoy at the same time.
It's like beef and boards up in Indianapolis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is great.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going big time at Templeton.
Now, each of your grades does some kind of a concert?
We do. Everyone does a end of the year. Of course, we start that because we do one a week. First and second grade do musical concerts. Third grade has a dinner theater. Fourth grade has the annual rite of passage recorder concert.
Yeah.
And then fifth and sixth grade has overall big time musical performance, and then multi-age has one as well that has a variety of instruments and singing involved.
I'm still scarred from the recorder days of your. That's a tough sounding instrument when it is not played to perfection.
It is. Luckily, our kids are very good, so it doesn't sound like ducks are being strangled.
We are talking with Donnie Carver.
Because when you put the recorders next to the first year bagpipers, I mean, it's just you get calls from the neighborhood. It's tough.
Donnie Carver is the principal at Templeton Elementary, and Donnie, you have a very active PTO out there. You wanted to mention that.
Yes, we're very fortunate. Our PTO is really, like I said, for the backbone of anything extra we want to do here. They do not do regular fundraisers out after parents for money all the time. Everything they do is through sweat equity and getting out and hustling through local businesses that gets parents involved. Chris Robb is our PTO president. He's amazing, does a great job balancing our diverse interests here at Templeton. And then Amber Bohall, like I said before, is she is the engine that makes lots of things happen. We could not do it without both of them.
Now, you told me one of the things that you just started was a movie night.
We did, and this was another PTO endeavor, movie night, another way to get families in here for a low cost, just a family fun event. So one Friday a month, our first one was last Friday. They showed Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. So
okay.
Families come in for low cost. We had nachos and popcorn they could purchase for a very low cost and just have a great evening together. And it was very well, surprisingly high attended for the first time out. So we were very excited.
Well, it sounds like you've got great things going on down there at Templeton, which we're not surprised at all. Donnie Carver's our guest this morning. And as we get to near the end of the year, what are you looking forward to the most as we get to wrap things up? Because it's going to be April, and then it's just 3 weeks in May, and boom, we're done.
It is. I'm getting ready to rip off the March desk calendar, so that's exciting. we have our biggest event of the year on May 6th, which is our school carnival. Again, that's a combination of our PTO and the outstanding staff that I have here. That's 6 to 7:30 at night, and we have everything from dunk tanks to food to games to live entertainment, and that is heavily attended. People will be parking at Bryan Park to walk down here for it.
Do you do the dunk tank yourself?
I do. The first
depends
year,
on the weather.
Years, well, we've done it in cold and lightning. The first year I did by myself. Last year I was lucky. Jake Steinmetz, my assistant principal, came on board, and he decided to join me. And then many staff members also took a 15-minute to half-hour turn through the dunk tank.
Well, that's very nice of them.
Wow.
Yeah, it saves a lot. I was very sore after the first time, so I'm thankful for them.
And we'll hope for you on May 6th. It's about 85 degrees, just to make sure it's a little bit easier to take on all that. Donnie, great job as always. Keep rocking down at Templeton. Tell Jake hello as well, and we'll talk to you guys as the year rolls on.
We'll do that. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.